sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the second Sunday after Pentecost, Lections for Proper Nine, on June 3rd, 2018, entitled Blessing and Generosity of Heart. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton under podcasts on iTunes or TuneIn Radio, or subscribe to the feed using your favorite podcatcher software.
Jesus looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart. Whether you have read the narrative of the calling of Samuel today or not, it was the first reading for the lectionary readings today. I need to tell you that it's worth a read if you haven't read it. Samuel, Samuel, comes the voice in the night shadows. Awakened not once, but three times, Samuel eventually realizes that the voice he hears is the voice of God. The boy Samuel was in the care of Eli, and it was Eli who suggested, it wasn't me, it might have been God. Eli was an old priest, and his sight was growing dim. So what was his advice to Samuel? He said, if you hear the voice again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And as part of that passage, there is what I have often thought of as one of my favorite verses in the Old Testament. 1 Samuel says, the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. The word of the Lord was rare in those days, and visions were not widespread. And I've always loved that verse, not because it somehow was a descriptor for Samuel's time, but because it so accurately often also describes ours. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. And isn't it so true? And the reason it's so very simple these days to surprise the world is because so few of the people in the world are doing that. Do people look at you and me and see a questionable life? Do we do things that simply don't make sense in a world that is operated on the basis of competition and consumerism? Is it evident that something is driving us other than our own selfish and self-centered desires? Because if it is, then in the language of Mike Frost, you're living a questionable life. So when in Surprise the World, Michael Frost encourages the first habit of the highly missional person, he names it the B in bells. Bless. If you remember, bells is bless, eat, listen, learn, and be sent. And the first habit is bless. Be a blessing to the world. Now, we shouldn't need to be told that, because that is actually what God expects us to do, to be a blessing to the world. And we'll surprise the world if we are a visible and consistent blessing. If blessing becomes a habit for us, then we will surprise the world. Well, what does it mean to bless? Blessing, as Frost acknowledges, is a word sometimes difficult for us to get a handle on. It's used several ways in Holy Scripture, in the Bible, but there are various root words that come through in English as bless. While it often means thanksgiving, as in bless the Lord or bless this food, it also refers to conferring a strength or favor upon another person. We bless them. When the priest, on behalf of God, pronounces blessing at the end of worship, the blessing is a passing on of an assurance, a word of hope, and a suggestion that there is the favor of God upon those who are about to be sent. Actually, Mike Frost would say propelled back into the world, the place where we live the majority of our lives. A blessing means strengthening, to secure, to build up, to bless someone is to convey a hope and a prayer that God will provide what is needed for that person to become more of what they are meant to be. So the perspective of thanksgiving and peace is really at the root of the meaning of blessing. So why does Michael Frost suggest this as a first habit, do you suppose? Before we get on to any of the others, our attitude to bless is first on the list of how we can act more missional. Bells is not about intending to be missional. Bells is not about understanding the need to go out and be the church in the world. Bells is about doing it. And that's the part, unfortunately, that is sometimes so difficult for us all. It's the actual doing of it. Now, you need to know that I'm not preaching at you today. I'm preaching with you. I had a friend who was a preacher, and he always claimed that on a fairly regular basis, he found himself being converted by his own preaching. And you know, sometimes it's just necessary for us to get the words around it. You know, I think much of what's going on in that lesson from Paul's letter to the Corinthians today is actually Paul working this stuff out. How does this actually work? So this is a challenge for me too. But bells is about doing it, doing the hard part, actually making it happen. It's one thing to hear. It's another thing to understand. But then it's yet another thing to actually do it. So if the habits are challenging, it's for the reason that they don't come naturally. That's why Michael Frost says they need to be habits. Habits are something that we do without thinking. we need to develop habits of missional people. And that doesn't come naturally. We are not children of God by way of our nature. I think I said that last week. We're not children of God by way of our nature. We're children of God because we have been adopted into the family of God. And for that, we need to be thankful. And for that, we bless God. And in that adoption, God has blessed us. The challenge is for us to begin again and again to live that way. And Surprise the World says we should count the specific times we act. I think Mike Frost would say, if it's difficult for you to remember, put a piece of paper on your refrigerator and draw out the three boxes. He says we should bless three times every week. Bless someone three times every week intentionally. The first one he says to bless is someone who is a fellow Christian. The second one should be someone who is not a Christian person, someone outside of your church family. And the third one can be from one or the other of those groups. But he says, do it intentionally every week three times. Now that doesn't sound hard, but just think about it. I'm going to tick one of my boxes right now. Paul, great job on that first song. Very good. So what Mike Frost says is that, and he gives three examples of ways that we can bless. So this is getting sort of right down to the brass tacks. I mean, Mike Frost is not leaving really anything to the imagination, although you can use your imagination and come up with all sorts of creative things. But he says there are three ways as a suggestion that we can bless. One of them is words of affirmation. That we can offer someone words of affirmation. The second one is acts of kindness. And the third is gifts. So the first one, words of affirmation, simply offer someone a sincere compliment. That sounds so easy, doesn't it? But you know, we're all the time identifying qualities in other people. And how often do we actually name them and say to the person, you know, what I appreciate is when you are this way or when you provide that. It's simple. But how often do we do it? So words of affirmation, and like I say, I just clicked off one of my boxes. So, but when we do name that, we're actually recognizing, giving thanks for, we're blessing that person. So we can bless in that way. The second is acts of kindness. For no other reason than to be intentional about blessing someone, do something nice for them. Now I know there are some people that just do this all the time. It's already a habit for them. But if it's not for you, try it. Do something nice for them. Because, you know, we all hold the door for somebody when they're coming out of the drugstore. But it doesn't take very long to come up with something a little more elaborate that will firmly make your life questionable. If you just show up and do something nice for someone for no reason, you're surprising the world. Because they won't have any idea what you're up to. Make your life a questionable life, is what Michael Frost says. And the third one is gifts. Give someone something. It doesn't have to be large. Doesn't have to be expensive. Just take something that belongs to you and give it to another person for no reason other than to bless them. Have you ever driven up to the window at Tim Hortons and find out that the person ahead of you had already paid for your coffee? Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever paid for someone else's? Try it sometime. It's really quite neat. Well, they'll never know who paid for it, one person said to me. And I said, exactly. That's the whole point. Nobody will know, but God knows. Do something to bless someone. And surprise the world in doing it. I mean, what effect would it have if all of us, well, let's say all of the people who attended worship here today, went out and did that one thing this week? We would have 185 odd people out in the city of Fredericton surprising the city of Fredericton, and it would only cost us a couple of bucks. And it would have an impact. People would be saying, what is going on here? It might even become an epidemic. I was over this week to meet for a few minutes with the general manager of Joy FM, and we were talking about ways that we could partner more in the future. And one of the things that Joel said to me was, you know, Joy FM, we think of it as a ministry here, and much of what we do, we actually do for nothing. So we support churches and other organizations, nonprofits, in all kinds of ways. We'll help them with their social media. We'll help them with their web presence. We can do video work for them. And quite often, he said, we don't charge very much, if anything. He said, it's a gift. We're here, he said, to bless the community. And I said, yeah. And I said, the neat thing about it is, when you bless, there's a ricochet. When you start blessing people, the first thing that you'll notice before very long is that that all starts coming back. It all flows back. You know, the reason that we encourage people in give is not because the church is in need. It's not because someone else is in need. We're not giving to a need. We're giving because we need to give. We all need to be blessings. And that's what Michael Frost encourages us to do as the first habit of a highly missional person. We're not children of God by way of our human nature. We are adopted to be one of His own. We are blessed. And the good news today is that the Jesus who is to shape our lives is all about blessing, even when the rules say no. You know, he healed that fellow with the withered hand. He wasn't supposed to do that. It was the Sabbath. It was against the law. But he did it anyway. When we bless the world, we'll be considered by others to be foolish. Our lives will become questionable. The rules of the world say, look after number one, this is mine, this belongs to me. But the thing about generosity that the world has long forgotten is that ricochet. As Christians, we don't encourage generosity because of the church's needs. We encourage generosity because we need to give. What field is Jesus walking through in our lives, plucking ears of corn from the ways that are sacred to us? Who is Jesus healing that we believe should remain sick? What is Jesus doing in our time that makes us believe that he is foolish? At best, dangerous at worst. Jesus looked around at them that day in anger and was grieved by their hardness of heart. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. Bells. As you stay seated, if you like, you'll find an affirmation of faith on the second page of the blue colored booklet. And I invite you to join me. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again?
We believe and
trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday 9 to 3:30 at 506-450-8500. We'd love to have you join.